WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With less than 2 weeks left until Election Day, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are planning their final pitches to voters. Donald Trump says he will hold a rally at New York's Madison Square Garden this Sunday. And next Tuesday, 1 week out from the election, Kamala Harris is planning a big speech.
She'll be giving a major address outlining her closing argument to the American people, speaking on the National Mall at the exact same site where Donald Trump addressed his supporters and urged them to march to the Capitol on January 6th. Harris using the symbolic site to argue it's time to turn the page on Trump.
ABC's Mary Bruce. The Justice Department is warning Elon Musk that his daily million-dollar giveaways to registered voters may be a violation of election law. A day after Boeing announced it had lost $6 billion in the third quarter, its striking union machinists rejected an offer from the plane maker, meaning they are still off the job. The first lawsuit has now been filed over the McDonald's quarter pounder E. coli outbreak. This is ABC News. Attacks on a Democratic Party office in Arizona over the last few weeks, leading to an arrest on terror charges. ABC's Alex Stone has the details.
Jeffrey Kelly is 60 years old and accused of hanging bags of white powder from political signs lined with razor blades in Phoenix. And he's accused of three shootings targeting a DNC office in Tempe in the last couple of weeks. Charges against Kelly include terrorism. In his home, the ATF allegedly found over 120 guns, 250,000 rounds of ammunition, body armor, grenade launcher, and other weapon-related items. Additional charges are expected. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The search has been suspended for a 66-year-old woman who fell from a Taylor Swift-themed cruise about 20 miles off the Bahamas. She went overboard on Tuesday night. A promising college quarterback is giving up football. North Carolina State's Grayson McCall says he's leaving the sport 3 weeks after suffering his latest concussion. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Much of the Badger State is still in high fire danger. In fact, in some parts of central and northeastern Wisconsin, the risk is now considered very high. Here's Brittany Merlot.
There have been 72 wildfires across Wisconsin in the past week, burning a total of 925 acres. Most of them were started by equipment like mowing operations, RVs, and more. But burning debris, even when it's been banned, has still been happening. Don't do it. One spark, even as small as a cigarette butt, can start a fire.
We're getting into cold and flu season. Extra hand washing and dry air can lead some to develop eczema. Dr. Abigail Tao, a Spirus dermatologist.
People with eczema tend to have more inflammation at the skin layer. So it presents with dry, itchy, scaly, rashy skin.
She says it's critical to take care of that dry skin. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is Civic Media News.
The Bucks win their season opener. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 124-109 win over the 76ers in Philadelphia. Damian Lillard had 30 points and was asked, did the Bucks play better on defense?
Yeah, I think especially when it came down to the paint. You know, Brooke was a beast. Giannis was a beast protecting the paint. That's what we talked about, our base defense of just getting stops and protecting the paint like we want to. I thought, you know, our bigs did a great job of that.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
It was great. The game plan was exactly what we wanted.
The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tomorrow night. College football, the Badgers getting ready to host the number 3 ranked Nittany Lions of Penn State. Game time 6:30 at Camp Randall Stadium Saturday night. NFL, the Packers have former Jets head coach and 49ers defensive coordinator Robert Saleh evaluating the offense. I asked quarterback Jordan Love, can it help?
Yeah, I think it helps. I mean, having a defensive, you know, mind talking offense and helping us, you know, with things that we might be able to see, it helps.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy and breezy today with a high right around 62 this afternoon. There will be a few scattered showers late this afternoon into this evening, and then we will clear out after midnight tonight with a low of 37. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, 54 the weekend. Pleasant with sunshine and highs in the 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, we'll dive into Kamala Harris's policies with Earl Ingram. Plus, are GOP polls rigging the averages in favor of Trump? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlove.
Thank you, Don Rue. Good morning and welcome back to Up North News Radio. Unabashedly Wisconsin and brought to you by Courier Newsroom, carried by our friends here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 7:06 and nice to have you along on this Thursday morning, October 24th, 2024. 12 days to go until the election. But, of course, voting already underway. More than 100,000 voters took part in early in-person absentee voting this week. Probably a whole bunch more yesterday. We'll get those numbers a little bit later on. Don't forget, if you want to learn more about in-person early voting or more, the Wisconsin Elections Commission website is myvote.wi.gov. To learn more about voting basics and some of the key races, you can check out the Up North News voting guide at upnorthnewswi.com. And Dan Schaefer has broken down all 115 legislative races out there. You can get his voter guide at civicmedia.us. And we're covering two of those races in this hour. We're talking to Representative Steve Doyle from the La Crosse area coming up in just a matter of moments. Then at the bottom of the hour, we will visit with Luann Bird. She is running for assembly in Milwaukee and some of its suburbs, and she is our guest on our Women Win Wisconsin segment, powered by Motherhood for Good. Along the way, if you've got a question or a comment, the number here is 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Again, you can use the Civic Media app to text us or give us a call, or leave something in the comments section on Facebook or YouTube if you're watching the show right there. Temperatures in the 20s and 30s this morning. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot is here now to tell us about that and the continued fire danger, not just the cold temperatures, and maybe some thunderstorms. A cornucopia of weather from Brittany Merlot this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Pretty much. I have a range of things to talk about. If you don't like one of them, you'll probably like something I have to say today. So here's what's happening. We're waking up to obviously a dark morning still. That sunlight is just starting to peek out. Temperatures are crisp and cool, frosty in some places, but a huge difference from 23 degrees in Black River Falls all the way to 52 degrees in Siren. Now, the reason why there's such a big difference pretty close together is because the winds are starting to pick up again into northwest Wisconsin, and that's going to be the case throughout the day today. So a south wind, a warmer wind, is going to shove our highs to the low to mid-60s today, so back above average, as a little spike in warmth there. But with the windy conditions, obviously, the drought is still in place, so a high fire danger, very high into central portions and northeastern areas of the state. So please, please, please be careful out there. Don't toss those cigarette butts. And we do have some rain on the way. So sunshine to start the day, more and more clouds throughout the afternoon. And by tonight, I'm talking by 5 p.m. into northwestern areas, some scattered showers start to move in. By 8 o'clock, the entire western part of the state is going to see some rainfall. And then by 10 to about midnight tonight, that's when we're going to see some moderate rain coming down. And it's going to be widespread statewide. We are looking at anywhere from about a quarter of an inch to some places getting a half an inch. Now, we could see some heavy rain and some storms forming too. Nothing will be severe, don't worry about that. But we want that because that's going to bring some more rainfall. So if we get underneath the storm, if that materializes, we could see up to 3/4 of an inch to an inch in some places, which we need.
We need it. I don't know if people are going to be able to cope with it. It's been a while since we've seen something like this. All right, concerning news for the group here, but we're going to share it all from Robin Tigerton. Good morning. It's clear in 28. Yesterday, I had a meeting in Shawano. My nephew Adam went along with me, then took him to eat at the Farm Inn on Main. And then he said I had a doctor's appointment. I passed out in the waiting room and spent the rest of the afternoon in the Shawano ER. They found out my blood pressure medication was causing my passing out. I had 3 glasses of water for lunch. I want to thank ThetaCare Hospital for the quick response. I hurt my right shoulder on my fall, still sore. And he concludes saying, Greg, I drank plenty of water. The ER doctor said I had plenty of water.
There's no need for you, Rob, to take that tone with me via Pat. I care.
You've been the extent of your medical training so far, Greg, has been to keep telling him to drink his water. So I can find a doctor
who would disagree with me.
No, they wouldn't. They just thought there might be more to it. Maybe the blood pressure meds need to be adjusted a little bit. Greg's making faces at us, Rob. So, Brittany, I think we both wish Rob a very speedy recovery from his little bump and doesn't have these kinds of episodes again.
Yes, we sure do. You got this, Rob.
Yep, we always appreciate the check-ins from Tigerton. Thank you, Rob, very much. Brittany, thank you. Have a great day.
You too, thanks.
All right. Don't forget, you can sign up for our daily newsletter over at upnorthnewswi.com, including an article today about poll workers, what they do and how to become one, and a note about first-time young adult voters in Gen Z and the importance of becoming a first-time voter. That's certainly going to be the case in every legislative district around Wisconsin. That would include the areas around La Crosse. Representative Steve Doyle represents part of the area and is running for re-election and joins us this morning at exactly 7:12 here on Up North News Radio. Representative Doyle, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Pat. It's great to be on your show.
Yeah, it's nice to see you again. It's been a while. Nice to have you visiting. You are doing, let's just say, all the things, which includes a whole lot of door knocking and talking with folks and listening to folks about what's out there. So before we get, you know, your message to voters, I'm curious what you're hearing out there, because this has definitely not been your typical election year. What are folks talking about in your neck of the woods there in the 94th Assembly District?
Well, it started out earlier in the campaign. They were talking about issues. Lately, what I'm hearing at most of the doors is people are sick of it. They're sick of the nasty messages, the attack ads, all of those kind of things. They really want it to be over. From top to bottom, it seems like everybody, except me, I don't run negative ads, but it seems like everybody is spending more effort and money on the ads taking down the other side than talking about themselves. And people are, quite honestly and legitimately, I think they're getting pretty disgusted about that. And my advice to all of the candidates would be to kind of lighten up a little bit. Let's tell people about ourselves instead of how horrible the other person is.
Well, especially coming up in a new legislature, because with the new maps that ended the gerrymandering, it's not that Democrats are necessarily going to take one or both chambers. Whether they do or not, the margins are going to be closer, almost 100% certain that they're going to be closer. How do you think that's going to change the tone and the rhetoric? I mean, what's the best case scenario for what the legislature could do next year with, you know, being made up of some new and different faces?
I think that it could be huge. Under the gerrymandered districts, there was no reason really for the parties to cooperate with each other. In fact, there was a disincentive. I like to give the example, if you were a Republican in the suburbs of Milwaukee, heavily Republican area, you're not rewarded for cooperating with Democrats, you're penalized. I mean, you're not a true enough Republican, and so you're going to get beat by somebody who's more conservative. If you are from Madison or Milwaukee and you're a Democrat, you're not going to get rewarded for cooperating with Republicans. People are going to not trust you. They're going to think that you're a turncoat consorting with the enemy. And so you're going to get beat by somebody more liberal. So Republicans become more conservative. Democrats become more liberal. They don't even speak the same language anymore. So with these new lines, things will be much closer. I'm right now the only Democrat in the state legislature representing a Republican district. So I have to get along with everybody. I have to cooperate. I have to listen. And I get rewarded for that. If we have that around the state where we have these districts that are just right on the margin, they're forced to move to the middle. They're forced to work with the other side. That could be a very, very good thing in our state, regardless of which party actually has the slight majority. It's going to be close enough that you're going to be forced to talk with both sides.
I'm going to get in trouble with other folks from around the state when I describe your part of Wisconsin. But I think it is fair to say, knowing you and knowing other folks who have represented, the Cooley region, when you talk about purple districts and the need for moderation and, you know, good conversation rather than negative rhetoric, there are a few places. We talk about it mostly about the 3rd Congressional District. We talk about what a very purple area that is, very evenly split. But when you look at the legislative districts in that area, I think you'd agree you have, again, some of those districts that will actually reward moderation, you know, rather than extremism.
You know, actually all around me, I have people in both parties that are used to working with the other side. Western Wisconsin does seem to be different in that regard. We've seen a trend across the country, including across Wisconsin, for very fewer swing voters, people that are willing to cross over, vote for the person as opposed to the party. To the extent that that remains, it still is here in Western Wisconsin. Probably not as much as it used to be, quite honestly, but there's still a fair number of people out there that are going to determine who wins. And they might vote for a Democrat this year or a Republican next year, or they might split the ticket. So I like that attitude in Western Wisconsin, and I hope that's what we can take to Madison all across the state.
We're talking to you, Representative Steve Doyles from the 94th Assembly District. You can follow his campaign at doyleforassembly.com or Doyle for Assembly on Facebook. When we look back at the last session, a common theme that I heard from the Democratic side was about lost opportunities. This was essentially a squandered surplus, and we're ending, or the state ended this last fiscal year with more than $4 billion in surplus. And I've said repeatedly, I'm going to say again, the trick wasn't to spend the entire surplus, to spend it down to zero, but it came from $7 billion down to $4 billion. Whatever that number is, and I would argue it's lower than $4 billion, there were some opportunities that were lost. In your mind, what are some other things the legislature could have gotten done potentially on a bipartisan basis with a surplus? And by the way, let me add on that, Steve, because you remember back, I had to look it up. The last year that I was a state legislator, we were facing a $6 billion shortfall. So I'm a little jealous about this whole surplus thing. Give me a very quick preview, and then I've got to take a commercial break. What's the number one thing you think got squandered? And then we'll talk more on the other side.
Both parties said they wanted to have middle-class tax cuts. Both parties had their own version. Neither party would talk with each other.
Yeah, very short and sweet. That's it. That's a very short and sweet. That's exactly what it was. And so we're going to talk more about that with Representative Doyle and about what could happen if some of our legislators were able to talk to one another without that threat of being punished for having real compromises and conversations. The Bucks opened the season in Philadelphia. They beat the 76ers 124-109. They have their home opener against the Chicago Bulls tomorrow. This is Up North News Radio, live from Lake Wissota on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matinee on Air.
A lot can happen in 25 years, especially in the swamps of Washington, D.C. When we first elected her, Tammy Baldwin focused on Wisconsin. But Baldwin changed. Today, she rakes in campaign cash from left-wing groups and does their bidding. Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. She supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Baldwin even voted to send stimulus checks to criminals in jail, including the Boston Marathon bomber. We thought we knew Tammy Baldwin, but she's changed. Now it's time for us to make a change. Replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Me, are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me, cause I want you and I need you, and I'm down for you always, KB. Do you love me? Are you riding?
8 years old today. Did you know that along with many fine radio shows, Civic Media also has podcasts? That includes the newest one called Wisconsin Forward with Matt Rothschild. It's a weekly dive into a topic surrounding a current political problem in the state of Wisconsin, background on how the state got where it is today, and a possible way forward on the issue. You can subscribe and download Wisconsin Forward to wherever you get your podcasts or check it out at civicmedia.us. The Wisconsin Badger football team will host third-ranked Penn State this Saturday. The pregame starts at 4:30 across several Civic Media radio stations and on the Civic Media app. So head to civicmedia.us to learn more. We're talking with Representative Steve Doyle from the 94th Assembly District running for re-election. In talking about the lost opportunities in this last session, you know, with a surplus and the things that could have been done, I guess this next one about PFAS doesn't technically count because the money to address PFAS contamination was approved, and yet Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee won't release it. Now, there are many hot spots around Wisconsin for PFAS contamination. French Island isn't in your district, but it's very near it in the La Crosse area. So right, you and your constituents have to feel just a special kind of something about the lost opportunities over the past year to address that issue.
Yeah, that's really true. I think that everybody says that we should deal with that issue. Different philosophy on how to do it. Right now, there's a breakdown over what authority the DNR should have. And then this whole issue of liability. The Democrats really are opposed to giving the polluters themselves, the producers, a pass. When we had cigarettes, when we had asbestos, ultimately the manufacturers of those products were held liable. Right now, the Republican proposal is to give a waiver or immunity to the producers. And we're not talking about the farmers who may have spread those products on their fields. We're talking about, you know, the big companies like, you know, DuPont or Monsanto or whomever it might be that may have created those products. That's what we're talking about. And for the life of me, I don't understand why you would want to give a pass to the polluters and instead say the taxpayers should pick up those costs. That I'm not sure I'll ever understand.
No, I certainly won't. It's something that Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce that I refer to as the shadow GOP is, you know, is insisting upon. And it just seems to me there should be more Republican legislators willing to stand up, you know, for their constituents and clean water rather than do that. But you have something similar happening with, again, already approved money for things like, you know, reading and literacy programs and the Chippewa Valley, you know, hospital closure situation. And I wonder again, Steve, looking at a new legislature next year, you're going to have to start all over again with a new state budget. You might have, again, split control between the governor and the legislature. I don't want to get it too much into hypotheticals, especially around one person like Robin Voss. But the speaker has said that unless he has something like a 5 or 6 vote, you know, majority, he probably won't be speaker. Looking ahead, I mean, how optimistic are you that whatever the outcome is, whether it's PFAS or some of these other matters, you guys can get more done next year?
I really think that's going to be the case. And speaking of Robin Voss, I think this is a matter of, you know, be careful what you wish for. He was looking for as big a majority as possible. And in attaining that almost supermajority in the assembly, he got what I will refer to, I guess, as some crazies. Some people who are extremely, extremely extreme. And so his own caucus kept pushing him further and further to the margin. And I think that, as he said, if it's a closer one, a majority, whether it's the Dems having a majority of 2 or 3 or the Republicans having a majority of 2 or 3, that will force the parties to talk with each other, regardless of who the speaker is, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican, whether it's Robin Voss or somebody else on the Republican side. And I'm actually a big fan of split government because it forces you to talk. If one side holds all of the marbles, they don't have to even listen to the other side. And that's not how democracy should work.
How about from the standpoint of healthcare and the expansion of Medicaid, where Wisconsin is one of only a handful of states that haven't done it? And Robin Voss has said that on principle, he considers Medicaid to be welfare. Now, the ridiculousness of that is not up for debate, but I wonder what are your thoughts on whether Wisconsin might be, you know, become the 41st state, I think it would be, to expand having stable and affordable health care coverage for more working families?
I would think that is, I don't want to say anything is a given in the state legislature. As we've seen, there's always surprises, but I think that is a highly likely thing to happen if we get very close control of the legislature between the two parties. I mean, it's an easy one. We could bring in $2 billion a year. Just think of the tax cuts we can make. Just think of the improvements to schools. Just think of the roads and bridges we can fix. I mean, there's so much that we could do with that. And all we have to do is to say yes to the federal government, who took our money and is saying that they're willing to give a big chunk of it back. As you noted, even some of the most conservative states in the country have said, gee, you know, this is math. And it's, you know, our math says we can get more money. Let's do it.
What's the conclude with, you know, rural matters? We've talked a lot about infrastructure and farms and food processing. From a rural standpoint, what's one thing you'd like to get done in the new term for that extremely valuable agricultural land around the Cooley region?
Roads and broadband. Our farmers need to get their crops to market, and they need to have access to the internet. We've made some good strides in both of those areas in this last budget. But there's still a lot more to do. Even sitting right here at my home in rural town of Onalaska, I'm in a bit of a desert for connections. And we're hearing that from our farmers a lot. This is not the old ways of a horse and a plow. We're in a very high-tech industry in agriculture these days, and they need that access.
And it's just, it's frustrating because that's exactly what I heard from my colleagues 15 years ago in the Cooley region about getting, you know, just basic internet, much less broadband out there. It's still going on. Governor Evers has done a lot with it, but a lot more could certainly be done next year. Representative Steve Doyle, so great to visit with you. Thanks for giving us the update. Take care over there.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
All right. And when we come back, Lou Anne Bird, a candidate for assembly in the Milwaukee area, is our Motherhood for Good guest next on Up North News Radio.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin, which produces 61% of the nation's cranberries, has faced some unique weather challenges this year. According to Grant Holly, executive director of the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association, this season has been quite a roller coaster.
So we had some hail damage at the very beginning of the season in the spring, and there were multiple farms that, according to the insurance pieces, I mean, they lost entire plants, and it was a bad time period. We also had a swath of hail that went through a couple weeks ago, close to the Black River Falls area. It missed our research station by only a mile, but there are some farms there that, from all reports coming back, they have total loss as well. We are lucky enough that if they do have processed cranberries, if they can typically get those cranberries to the processor within 24 hours, they're being turned into juice. And there's the damage itself is okay if they're basically being juiced at the time if they're getting hit by hail. So they're just being further juiced at the processor.
That's Grant Holly, the executive director for the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association, along with us. I'll have more agriculture news right after this.
I confess, I love to host a party. I love having people over. But when they come over, I want to leave a favorable impression with them, not just with the atmosphere, but the food. Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here for Bavaria Sausage. So I went to Scott and I said, listen, I need something for a pretty good sized group in my backyard. And he set me up with their Berkey Brats. Now, I've talked about these before, but my guests talked about them through the whole event, telling me, man, Pam, these are great brats. Something different about these brats. They were asking me all kinds of questions, and I was happy to tell them what I knew about all the custom mixes that are being worked on right now at Bavaria Sausage. Now listen, you can experience the Berkey Brats yourself, but you've got to go to the retail location right now. Corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday 9 until 1, or shop all the great Bavaria Sausage flavors online. BavariaSausage.com, and get ready to amplify any event you're hosting. Bavaria Sausage.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your Thursday agribusiness news. Ethan Lulich of the Mauston FFA is one of our four finalists at the National FFA Convention for the American Star Award for Agricultural Placement. His supervised agricultural experience consisted of working on his family's business, Lulich Landscaping, LLC. At the beginning, Ethan's role was to assist with hauling plants, plant materials, and block pavers to the installation crew. And over time, Ethan's responsibilities have increased to operating machinery. The other award finalists hail from Oklahoma, California, and New York. Once again, congratulations to Ethan Lulich of the Mauston FFA for being a finalist. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy and breezy today with a high right around 62 this afternoon. There will be a few scattered showers late this afternoon into this evening, and then we will clear out after midnight tonight with a low of 37. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, 54 the weekend. Pleasant with sunshine and highs in the 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote, or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, Tom Polsiewicz and I dig into John Kelly's blockbuster New York Times interview. We've got the clips from the interview. Donald Trump fully bear-hugging Adolf Hitler. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
All right, welcome back to Up North News Radio for this Thursday morning. Time for our Women Win Wisconsin segment, powered by our friends at Motherhood for Good, motherhoodforgood.com, and at Motherhood for Good on Instagram. Kate Duffy, Nicole Slavin here. How are you two doing?
Good.
I like the pause.
We're good. We're good.
I like the pause. Like,
it's the final countdown, the final scramble. We're doing good. How are you, Nicole?
Nicole's hanging in there too.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah. Kate, on the other hand, Kate, these videos. Guys, if you're not seeing these videos, go to Motherhood for Good on Instagram and look at everything you guys are cranking out. I mean, what do you do after the election? Do you just like open up a production house or something and start doing other public service announcements and things? You guys are on fire.
Oh my gosh, maybe. I do have my background is in advertising and marketing. No, but you know, Pat, we're going to have another election right away after this. We'll take a nap and then move on. Exactly. What moms do.
That's exactly. You take a nap, and then we've got school board races and, of course, the state Supreme Court race, and there'll be the writing of a state budget for the new legislature. And, if the voters say so, Luann Bird is going to be a part of that process. She's running for Wisconsin Assembly, and she joins us as well. Let me see if I've got her in here. Luann, are you there?
I am.
All right. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Living the dream.
That's the way we're looking at it here. You know?
Living the dream. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. It's nice to have you here. So tell folks first about the district that you're running in.
Well, the 61st Assembly District includes all of Hales Corners, all of Greendale, a little bit of Milwaukee, a little bit of Franklin, and the west side of Greenfield. So it's urban and suburban. It's very unique.
Okay. And you've got Bob Donovan as a Republican opponent in this. And again, one of the most watched races, which is now, that used to be like a really complimentary thing to say. Now when I say it's one of the most watched races, I mean, it's one of the most expensive. It's one of the most negative. It's one of the ones that everybody seems to be involved in. How are you holding up with all that?
I'm holding up just fine. In fact, I'm energized because every time those negative ads come out, it makes it more important that we flip this seat, more important that we get those crazies out of the political process, because it's discouraging people from even wanting to vote. And that's not acceptable to Grandma Lou here, you know, that's just not acceptable.
Good. Let me turn things over to Kate and then Nicole.
Yeah, for anybody who doesn't know, I feel like I talk about this a lot, but if you don't know, I'm in Luann's district, so I'm very excited to cast my vote for Luann Bird. But my son is 4 and he also loves Luann, big Luann fan, which honestly should be an endorsement in and of itself. You know, like if my 4-year-old does not pretend to like people, you know what I mean? But yeah, the attack ads, speaking of an expensive race that everybody's watching, you know, if we just have the TV on, the attack ads come on all the time, and he does not like people on TV talking bad about his friend Grandma Lou. So that's like an interesting thing about parenting here in Wisconsin in 2024. But yes, Luann. Okay, so you've been talking to folks all over the district. You're all over the place. I personally feel like your name recognition is got to be amazing at this point. How are you feeling with everything and everybody you're talking to when you're out on doors and out at these events? There can't be anybody that still is like just hearing about you for the first time, right?
No, you're right. Most people I go up to the door and I'm their new best friend. Oh, hi, Luann. You know, because the ads are working and there have been so many people out knocking on doors for me. And the ads are for the most part very positive. And I all I can say is, yep, it's me and it's true. I can't sit back when I see a problem, because that's what we say. And that's what I'm all about, is solving problems, not playing political football with issues for the sake of partisan power, right? Absolutely. So, yeah, I'm feeling really good. Yeah. But there are some that are not sure at the top of the ticket yet. And those are people that I also like to talk to and really help them process, because, you know, we would not survive, in my opinion, another Trump. But let's talk about my wonderful voters in the 61st Assembly District. They're great. They're great. It's wonderful. And they want pictures. I go to the doors. They want a picture with me. I want a picture with them, because it's like a little love fest there, you know. But they want change, and I want change as well. So it's been really fun.
It's so great. And I will say, I think the moms have all adopted you here at Motherhood for Good, Luann. You're one of us. So you're in a good club. What I will say is I'm up in Green Bay, and it's been just a joy to watch everything you've been doing on social media as well. And I think it's a good lesson of like how to run an incredibly positive campaign. Hard pressed to find a reason not to vote for you, quite frankly. You're clearly someone who is so in tune with your community and your constituents. I'm curious to hear, and you had mentioned, you know, up and down the ballot, all those races are so important. What are you hearing most from the people? I mean, you've talked to so many people. I know reproductive rights are a big thing, but what are you hearing in the 61st that is the main motivator for voting?
Two issues. Obviously, women's rights comes up at every door, and the high cost of living is the other one. And it's really hard, particularly for people in Milwaukee, because they got hit with an increase in sales tax from the city, an increase in property or in the county sales tax. Their property values went up and a referendum passed. And right after that, they're having trouble with their schools. So, but really, everybody is struggling. Most people are struggling with that high cost. They're on fixed incomes. And what are we going to do to lower those costs? That's what's really important to the voters. And as you young parents would know, you know, childcare is unaffordable. You know, I hear stories that, you know, that costs more than a lot of like rent and or the cost of housing. And that's just unacceptable to me. So those are the issues. Top ones.
Yeah. And I know, like it's October, so the leaf machine is going by. So sorry.
That's sounds of the theater. Season. It's okay.
Yeah, the city is working. Okay. I know that high cost is really a big thing, and I think, you know, there's so many attack ads, and sometimes that's all people see. But actually, that's why like local government is so important, and answering your door if there's a politician at your door is really important too. And that's what Luann is really good about talking to people about, because, you know, just an example of this, you know, the high cost of living, we all pay taxes into things, which is now sitting in this like historic surplus in the state government, right? That Republicans in the state legislature, including your opponent, are not acting to release, which is why we have school board referendums all over the state, right? Which is asking for people to pay more taxes to get just, you know, basic like upkeep and things in their schools when they've already paid taxes and the money's just sitting there. And I think I've heard, I don't know if this is something you said or somebody else said, but like voting, continuing to vote for them is just like voting for continued obstruction, right? And what you're looking to do, you always say, I can't sit back. You want to change that, right? You want to like get things moving again and make people's money work for them.
Well, I want to give people hope that we can change this broken political process. And certainly it is time for a change from the Republicans who have blocked everything and starved Milwaukee. And just yesterday I had gotten done with my doors and I was walking back. And of course I walked past a Trump sign and a Donovan sign in their yard and a younger dad out there with his son blowing leaves. And I said, well, hi there. It looks like you're not voting for me. And he goes, oh my gosh, it's not every day I get to meet a celebrity. He says, wow. I'm not really that political. It's my wife. So we chatted briefly. And then I go to walk away and he goes, he sees her and he raises his hand and he goes, honey, it's Luann Bird. And she comes storming up at me all mad about women's rights and how we're politicizing it. And I let her calm down. And then I said, it sounds like you and I are on the same page. You think the government should stay out of this, right? She goes, oh yeah. And then she talked, you know, about why she was not supporting me. And she totally was won over by this. I want to support Milwaukee. I don't think Milwaukee has gotten a fair shot under the Republican regime. And I think Milwaukee is very important. I'm so happy to have a portion of it in my district. Then we got on education. She has a 12-year-old son. And you know, you're speaking my language now, right? Grandma here, I take care of a 12-year-old every day. I'm at their house right now, as a matter of fact, my day job. And that is where we found so much agreement. It was amazing because I understood her issues with ADHD. I understood that because we have that in our own family. And then I also gave her hope that, you know what? It's not the kids' fault in Milwaukee that they're struggling. And she knew we could do more for those kids. And that if she sent Grandma Lou to Madison, with all my background in school board experience, that we could do something about that. I'm also excited to share with you that through these conversations, I got this idea that just didn't hit me before, but we could do something legislatively possibly for increasing the quality of school board governance in this state. I'm just saying, I hear a lot of complaints about that, particularly in Milwaukee, where the school board has been disappointing. So maybe we can find some ways to get better training so school boards know how to really make sure that, like, every kid can read by third grade. I mean, it's not that simple. It's not that hard if you focus on the right things. So
look, and that problem and so many others are best addressed when there are good people from all political stripes who want to work on it. And this is mm-hmm. how it all began for you mm-hmm. was with a family issue and needing better access because of the Americans with Disabilities Act, something that George H.W. Bush signed into law along with a lot of Republican support. Sometimes it's just a matter of reminding people of all the bipartisan things that people have done together and can do again in the future if they just start with conversations like these with you.
Well, that's true. And when they say, well, how do I know you're going to be any different than anyone else down there? I just say, well, look, you know, 34 years ago, I was my husband was paralyzed. I was upstairs in the parking lot, my husband and I. The ice cream social was downstairs and he couldn't participate. And that wasn't right to me. I said, parents should be able to participate in their schools. And, you know, long story short, it took 10 years. But by getting on the school board and helping pass referendums, I was able to make sure that all 22 schools in the Oshkosh area were upgraded to for handicap access. And that ADA committee that I formed way back then is still going. So it gives people hope that maybe one person can make a difference by, you know, working with people, not debating is okay, but not fighting, making a political football out of something that's not. So that I can't wait to get to Madison for and represent you, Kate. I can't wait.
Me neither.
I think too, it just kind of goes exactly to your point of one person can make a difference. And when you see a problem in your community, you get involved and you find your way to help. And I don't think there's any better story, Luann, than yours. And we're very, very excited to help hopefully get you across the finish line here. Kate, I'm going to let you ask the final question since it's your district.
Okay, Luann, we got just like a week and a half to go for the people in your district or people who are close by to help. What is the most important thing people can do right now to help get you over the finish line?
Voter contact. Every day, every weekend, there are new people and a lot of them my age getting out for the first time to knock doors. And it's working. I think the voter contact is the most important thing, and making sure people register to vote, make sure they're registered, make sure they get out to vote. This is the final push. And I will tell you, I voted yesterday. It was so fun. And in the parking lot, I did my little polling, you know, and I had talked to four voters that went in and all four were voting for me. Okay. It was really...
She does her own exit polling, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I did my own exit polling. And I got a big hug too. And I get, you know, it's just, yeah, we've got to make sure people's voices are heard this time.
Luann got tugs. Least surprising thing you're going to hear on the radio all day, folks. Learn more about Luann's campaign, luannbird.com. And that's LuannBird, luannbird.com. And on Facebook, it would be Bird for WI, BirdForWi. Luann, so great to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you. You as well. And you listeners, get out there and don't sit back this election. Thank you.
Thanks, Luann. Thank you, Kate. Thanks, Nicole.
Thank you.
Talk to y'all later. Luke Mathers is up next. You're up north.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax on everyday products. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Okay, I am a very busy working mom. And you know what I avoided doing for far too long? Getting my money organized, making sure my family knows where everything is, and what they can do if, God forbid, something happens to me and I can't manage my own money. The Securities and Exchange Commission, of all places, recommends these steps. Organize all your important documents, keep them up to date, put them in one place. Number two, tell your trusted family or a trusted friend where to find all your accounts and assets. Ideally, give one of them a copy of that list. And lastly, if you've got a financial professional, make sure they know your emergency contacts. It's not rocket surgery, but sometimes it's hard to sit down and do this stuff. I hope this reminder helps. For more Everyday Money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Well, here's some interesting new music for welcoming Luke Mathers to the program. What'd you bring us, Mr. Bach?
I brought you another cut off the world-famous legendary Abraxas by Satana called Hope You're Feeling Better.
Love it.
A very underplayed clip, in my opinion, and one of the best tracks on the entire album. It's a jam and a half.
Wow. High praise. There you go. Number one album this day in, what did I say, 1970, I believe. Bringing in Mr. Mathers. How are you, sir? Hey, turn your microphone on, would you?
Hey, could you just talk to us already, Luke?
Yeah.
Come on, Luke. Why are you mad at us?
I could watch you dance all day, but at some point, you got to actually say the words. Uh-oh. Luke looks puzzled. He's talking to us, but we're not hearing him, which is funny because...
Oh,
He's pressing buttons.
So let's play some more. There we go. All right.
Yeah. Musical interlude.
I needed visual only for my StreamYard last week when I filled in, and so I was muted down.
Oh,
so that
yes.
Pat could see me while I was in A2. I was like, "What are you talking about? My everything says it's a go."
Oh no, but we're not in A2. You're in the other undisclosed location in Sunny P. How are you?
I'm doing well. Not too sunny. The sun's just starting to break out here in Sunny P. This time of year is tough with the getting darker earlier and earlier. I like a good like 6 a.m. sunrise. Those are nice throughout the summer. Mm-hmm. And they're gone for a while now.
I know.
And it's a bummer. But you know what? Giannis Antetokounmpo gave me a very good dose of a Milwaukee Bucks win last night. So I'm feeling good in the seasonal depression. Not quite yet kicking in this morning.
No. Again, the Bucks season started yesterday in Philly. We can tell because Mr. Mathers has his Bucks cap on, the one with a bill that is large enough that you could put a Coupe de Ville and parallel park it right on top of that thing.
Would you call it a Coupe de Ville?
Very nice. That's how the kids wear these things these days. You know what I wanted to ask you about, and I should have brought it up with Luann as well, being in the Milwaukee suburbs, was the way we started out this morning, and that was a mayor in crucial Waukesha County, Sean Riley, the mayor of Waukesha, coming out of nowhere, coming off the top rope and saying he's endorsing Kamala Harris. And
if
that's going to make
a
difference.
Big story, Pat. You got to tune into Mr. Todd Alba's show this afternoon. Mark Becker, host of the Rational Revolution, is going to be having some exciting news. Little similar vein to that, but maybe even a bigger deal. So you got to tune in at 12:06, the top of the Mr. Todd Alba show this morning, because we've got there's going to be a lot of movement over the next 12 days, Pat. And we've got a fun story to share, an exclusive interview that Mark Becker received. And it's going to be airing on The Rational Revolution 2 p.m. this Saturday. But you're going to want to tune in. Mark's going to be sharing with who he sat down for that interview. And we'll have some breaking news ourselves, like some of those folks down there in southeastern Wisconsin had with the Waukesha mayor last night.
Wow. I mean, this is so not the lineup that I had in front of me here for today. It's amazing how these things change.
It's moving parts, Pat. You gotta be paying, unfortunately, there's a lot of things that happen and change.
That's okay.
It's exciting. We're excited to bring the news and not just to make it seem like it's a big deal. Like it's a big deal. So you're going to want to tune in to the Todd Alba show, 12 o'clock, top of the show. Mark Becker going to be joining to share some pretty big news when it comes to the stakes of this election and where some folks here in the state of Wisconsin that you may not expect are coming out to throw endorsements around.
That's as big a tease as you're going to get. But yeah, this is the era of, you know, breaking news is just happening left and right. So for folks who heard me say earlier that former Republican Congressman Reed Ribble would be on Todd's show today, that's actually going to be tomorrow. Mark Becker will be on there today, along with a friend of the show, Matt Flynn. I also mentioned that coming up on Earl Ingram's show, across many of these stations, there will be Dwayne Schakowsky, Assembly candidate from Neenah. Governor Tony Evers will be on at 9:30, up on Chad Holmes's program in Wausau and the Civic Media app. Josh Ernst, former press secretary for former President Obama, will be on. And then, Greg, you and Jane Mattenair have you have a big guest.
Yeah.
How you doing there, buddy? Yeah. It's just a minor stroke.
Greg with this tease. I don't think he was anticipating what I was going to share. So.
Yeah. It's not an obscure unknown that you have at 10:30 this morning.
No, we have former UN Ambassador Susan Rice on the show at 10:33. And we have actually a packed day, packed show. But yeah, Susan Rice will be on at 10:33 this morning to talk about the state of the race, what to do to get involved, and just everything that's going on in these last 12 days. My God.
That's the thing, is the attention economy right now. It is hard to get people's attention, and I can tell you that there is no shortage of attention-grabbing guests across the Civic Media Radio Network. So if you have a friend out there who maybe has been one of those voters that is tuned out and hasn't really been paying attention, highly encourage you to share with them the Civic Media app. Tell them to download the app, take our programming with them wherever they're going to be these next 12 days, because there's a lot of information to stay up to date with, and we do an excellent job here at Civic Media, not to toot our own horns. Of making sure that voters across the state of Wisconsin understand what's at stake and all the different ways that they can get involved over those next 12 days to be voters.
All right. Thank you, Luke. Marilyn Young writes in on YouTube, wow, good on the Waukesha mayor. That's fantastic. I didn't know this. See, this is why I tune in to catch you guys.
Country so above party, baby.
There you are. All right. Thank you, Luke. Mr. Bach is back in 2 hours for Matt and Air on Air. Thanks to all of you for joining us as well. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Again, Up North News is part of Courier, a pro-democracy news network building a more informed, engaged, and representative America. Enjoy your Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow morning, Up North.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Alba Show.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, former UN Ambassador Susan Rice will join us at 10:33. Hour number two, all things sports with Paul Noonan from the Acme Packing Company. And this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the US Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.